Well, David's a special one. I don't have to tell you, Pat, because he's just a special guy. You know, he was one of those pros, and to me, he's on a par with Don Mattingly.
Mm.
You know, they both had their careers shortened with injury, but you could always count on them. Both captains, and just cry for the pressure. And they, you know, they absolutely perform perfectly.
Well, you're here because of Safe at Home. So can you give us a little bit of background on it and what it means to you?
Yeah, you know, this is something. I'm the youngest of five children, and my dad was abusive to my mom, never shared it with any of my friends. I thought we were the only family that was dealing with this, and I had four older siblings, and you know, really wasn't until probably, I guess, November, December of 1995, when my wife was pregnant with our daughter. We were living in Cincinnati. I had just gotten fired in St. Louis. And she says, how about going to this seminar with me? Well, I wasn't going to say no to anything she asked me. She was 8 months pregnant. And turned out to be a self-help thing. Now, you know, fast forward about day three, because it was like a four-day symposium. And day three, there was this speaker. And he just struck a nerve, and I can't tell you what he said. And I was up in front of perfect strangers. Mind you, I was just named, you know, manager of the Yankees. Hadn't put on a uniform yet. And I was crying. And all of a sudden, whatever he said struck a nerve with me, something I never shared with anybody. And so, you know, we come to New York, and all of a sudden I felt this freedom. And Allie, my wife, asked me what charity should we get involved with. We always did something geared toward children. And I said, how about domestic violence? So there, you know, that was the infancy of Safe at Home. And we put safe rooms in schools for kids dealing with abuse. You know, we have programs here in the New York area. We have them in L.A., moved there. And, you know, we've partnered with the Department of Mental Health out there. One in Cincinnati, and we have a couple in Tahiti, believe it or not.
Wow.
So there are a lot of kids that need our help. We know our program works. And we're here tonight. It's just to raise awareness.
Yeah.
You know, in this society we're in right now, we're looking for role models. And it's interesting, we talked about, you know, David Wright to start with. And as far as I'm concerned, he fits that mole because he's that guy that you look up to. And, you know, he only does the right thing.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I appreciate all the great work you guys are doing. Thanks for your time.
No, thank you very much.